Blog Talk Radio.
If you scared, if you scared, say you scared, girl. If you scared, if you scared, say you scared, girl. If you scared, if you scared, say you scared, girl. Look,
I don't really know what you've been through. Nobody else can do what I do. I can bring sunshine to your life. If it feels wrong, I don't wanna be right. Ever get sad, ever feel down, ever feel lost, I'ma come around. If you let me in, I can turn you out. I don't play games, girl, you know what I'm about. Make you feel good, make you feel good, make you feel good, make you feel good. I can make you feel good, make you feel good, make you feel good, make you feel good. I can make you feel good.
Me, I know dude had you mad as hell. Him acting hard like he's Samuel L. You fall for it, then get sad you fell. Me, use my magic stick to cast a spell. Him, got you staring at the mirror like
what?
The person you observing ain't appearing right. Me, shut the darkness out, reveal your light. Get in your thighs, make your eyes water, clear your sight. I know you heard it all, and you've been hurting all. But girl, my word is law.
Yep.
I make your world evolve.
Come on.
And I can turn that wall that you keep putting up into nothing. You don't know my name, then look it up. I'm stimuli, can you?
Yeah.
Let me vibe with you. I wouldn't lie to you, just to lie in you.
Yep.
But I will ride with you, and we can ride out. I bring change, four quarters, no time out.
I know what you've been through. Nobody else can do what I do. I can bring sunshine to your life. If it feels wrong, I don't want to be right. Never get sad, never feel down, never feel lost. I'ma come around. If you let me in, I can turn you out. I don't play games, girl, you know what I'm about.
Good or great or wonderful, miraculous, heaven on earth, if your mind can just imagine it.
Paradise. Yeah. All that.
Anything you could do, I could also do, but I could also do it better. I'll let you know what I mean. And on that note, welcome to the Emotion Picture Radio Show.
Yay! Welcome.
No,
welcome,
Sha.
Welcome.
What's going on, Sha?
Man, I can't complain, you know. Just here, living, breathing.
I heard you dropping something tomorrow or something like that.
Yeah, I'm just being an idiot and just keep on putting stuff out, you know,
okay,
for the 18 people that care. I'm about to put out the
Hey,
channel,
count me,
you know.
19.
Make it 20.
There you go.
20.
Oh, make it 20. Wow.
Yeah. So I had 21.
Vic left me alone, Jazz. You know.
He did. He left you out there to fend for yourself.
Yeah, man. I'm dying out here trying to put this
Go ahead, let it rip.
Yeah.
Let's see what you come up with. I'm sure it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to.
Nah, it's a ball, but it sounds good.
We'll see. Cool. So we're all here.
We are here.
Yes. And we are taking a look at a subject that we talked about last year, right?
Yeah. It was one of our first shows. I think it was called Zebrahead. last year, you know, of course, in the movie Zebrahead, and we're dealing with interracial relationships. I think, you know, part two, we're going to talk more so about, last time was about black and white. So today is going to be, you know, black, white, Asian, you know, Polynesian, Mongoloid, Spanish. And one thing that Jazz and I were talking about behind the scenes is that some folks even count so-called African-American and Caribbean being interracial. So we're going to get into all that good stuff.
What?
Yep.
Yeah. People,
yes.
Yeah, that. And Jazz, I think. You say, Jazz, that's another race.
There's a difference. I mean, I can just speak from my personal experience and, of course, you know, my discussion with my Caribbean friends or those folks that are of color but from another country, that there's a difference between dating a black American man or woman versus a Caribbean man or woman. I mean, and I don't think that's too far off base. It's different culture, completely different culture, frame of reference, all that.
Wow, well.
No, it's totally different. I think the only thing that makes it, you know, not too crazy as the look. Like, sometimes
yeah.
you can spot a couple from far away and, you know, you have your judgment.
Right.
And you see.
So,
but if you come to Thanksgiving at my house, you're not getting the same thing that you're getting at
Keisha's. There's no turkey. Okay.
No.
So Sha, you was more so color and jazz. Is you more so culture and heritage
culture.
And all that?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well,
yeah.
if you guys call in, weigh in 323-657-1479. We're gonna take
and
a
don't
quick...
call in with that shit about me dividing the races and all that. Stuff.
Yeah,
I don't
we're
hear
all
that.
Black
don't.
People. She don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, we know
it's
that,
not
but we eat different things. Okay.
Right, we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be back.
That's racist, me and him. Me and him and him and him. And him and me are African. And I don't even really look African. But I'm an African, I'm an African. And I know what's happening. That's racist, back again. Blood brothers like a feminine napkin. Humble as a mumble in the jungle. Ay caramba, Operation Dumbo. Drop, pop, fake old parachute. Up top, the air up there is cool. AD baby, pay me, pay me, pay me, pay me. Wavy, gravy, Marcus Garvey. Shadow, armies, Molotov cocktail. Gorman Rockwell, Rockefeller Center. Enter the dragon, Puff the magic. Comic, tragic, Woody Harrelson. Wesley Snipes, American dollars. Fresh new Nikes, skydiver. Shuck jiver. Etc., 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 etc. Jungle fever, Christmas, Easter, pagan, vegan, can't fight the Caesar. Drop zone, home alone. Christopher Columbus, monkey bone. Brendan Fraser, George of the jungle, 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 George of the jungle. Brendan Fraser, George of the jungle, 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 George of the jungle, etc., 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 etc. We got jungle fever, we all got jungle fever, you all got jungle fever, we're in love. We got jungle fever, you all got jungle fever, we all got jungle fever, we're in love.
Guru outside of the night, I just wanna Alohino all night long. Yo, that's racist, sound kinda racist, but that's racist, on the locks, your mates just turn me on. Beast, I'm tryna tan, get dark like me, fuck that. I'm fucking UV with a high top fade like I like Grace Jones. If you getting paid, motherfucker, let's bone. I need a nigga with pocket change that I could believe in. Cause I'm blacker than a motherfucking berry, than your fucking BBM. Yes, I'm rapping on the track with them, and I'm the only real African. Yes, I'm the only real African. Motherfucking son of Gambian, I'm a faggot versus nigga. Nigga, fucking faggot. Faggots versus nigga. I'm a nigga, fucking faggot.
Yeah, that's racist.
I like that
that's
song.
Racist. Yeah, that was Jungle
that's
Fever
gonna
by
my new
by
ringtone.
That's racist or whatever they call it. I think they Arab or something like that. I don't know.
Who
I never
that,
think
huh?
that's racist. D-A-S
oh, that
racist.
Means,
yeah,
that's
I
like that.
I ain't never had an Arabic woman before.
Had? What you mean by had?
Oh, shit. You can't have
no Arabic woman.
You can't possess no Arabic woman. Now, you know, I never fell in love with an Arabic woman. A couple of engines, but that's
they
pretty
don't
much.
Count.
Well, you know, I don't know. They had the same kind of complexion. I mean, I went
racist.
To school with this girl named Palestine, you know, and she was from Palestine, but we never connected. She was scary. But I have dated white women before and Asian women before and everything, but Puerto Rican and Hispanic and Dominican and all that stuff like that. So I always had this stigma, I guess, against them. So I never really ventured in that direction, even though I'm Panamanian, which is a pretty funny thing.
So, right. Tell us about, well, I remember on the first show, you told us a little bit about your infatuation with this little Snow White princess.
Oh shit!
When you were about you were about like what, 9 or 10 or something.
Nah, there's a few stages in my life, you know, saying that I definitely had it in for the, I'm going to say the fairer of races, but you know, white girls. I think the first one had to have been, I had moved to out of Brooklyn to Buffalo in 87. I was about 3 years old then, and there was this chick in my class. I think her name was Melissa or something like that, and I was the only black. It was like one black guy, that was me, and two black girls, you know what I'm saying, in the whole school. And the black girls were stuck up, so I had to, you know, venture off to white land to find love and everything. And then seventh grade, you know, there was this redheaded Jewish girl that I was feeling her, you know.
That's
had my little,
the one, yeah.
The redheaded Jewish girl. Yeah, I can't. I don't want to say her name. Her name was Sarah.
Sarah what?
Her name is Sarah. I can't say the last name. You might get
Sarah in trouble.
Yeah. I don't want to get in trouble. I know she's living a new life and shit. You don't want her husband to get a kid and beating her and having a crush on a nigger, but, you know. But yeah,
so you've had a really well-rounded experience with, I get for most.
I never had
think?
Sex with one though, so I won't say it's well-rounded.
You never had sex with what? A whitey?
With a white woman? No, I have not. I have not yet take that plunge.
Why
crying? Is that like a rite of passage for a black man?
Well,
man.
You laugh, but it seems as though, because whenever you know. Well, I see a lot of black men that get to a certain status, they do go ahead and venture off to different race. So I think in some aspect, it is a rite of passage. And, you know, I'll say myself as a black person, as an Afro-American, that, you know, we grow up in at least my community, that white is either a trophy or,
right.
or the forbidden fruit, you know. So some of us do grow and be like, that's like the thing, like, yo, son, have you ever fucked a white girl before? Like, that is like the thing that, you know, that you can sometimes measure things by.
Get out of here.
Sean knows.
Okay, Sean, get out of here. Wait, come on. Y'all both grew up in Brooklyn, so what was it on your block, Sean?
We went to school in Iowa. Sean went to school in Iowa, so I know Sean.
I went to school in Iowa, and I told my stories about dealing with.
We don't remember. Did you have a rite of passage or what?
What?
Yeah, I'm just coming at y'all tonight.
Yeah.
New season,
you know,
hard
time,
question.
Yeah, but the last time I told the story, I got in trouble with my Caucasian friend because I mentioned going out to the movies with a white woman, and I had my homeboy come along because at the time I was young, and I like Vic said, it's either one or the other, and in my hood. We just didn't see them. They were like, you know, aliens. So if you hung out with one, it just meant like you turned your back on your race. So I was unsure how to make it happen. And yeah,
but in private
was different. Like
in private, it was different. It was soft. Come tell us. It's okay.
They give head quicker than black women? I hear that a lot.
That I don't know. I don't know. In the 90s, they might have.
In the 90s, okay.
But nowadays, I don't know.
Because that's your limitations over for, like, you know, 2012. Speak about the 90s, and no one can judge you.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Asians, man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah.
Okay, go.
Because as a matter of fact, Shah and I, we were having a discussion and kind of thinking about, you know, what we're going to talk about tonight, and you mentioned that you're seeing a common trend going on. And I thought the trend has been around forever, but talk to us about it.
It probably has. I mean, you would know more than a lot of people because, you know,
yeah, Jazz is Asian, everybody.
Pacific Islander, if we want to get
Pacific Islander. Is that Polynesian? Is that the same thing?
My mother is from the Philippines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is the Philippines? I don't know anything about
it. Is it near Guam?
You know, it is. It's an island, and it's in the Pacific Ocean. It's a Pacific island. And I will actually put a map on Facebook so you guys will know where to find all of the beautiful women.
Shout out to my Guamanian tenders. Hey, stories I could tell.
No. See your feet.
Have you been out there?
Stereotype.
No, I haven't been out there. I've been out in Manhattan, and you know, I don't know. I think Filipinos and the Pacific Islanders, they feel the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I think they feel the brothers. Koreans,
yeah.
not so much. I don't think. I caught a charge talking to a Korean before. It's just something crazy. It was the grocer's daughter. I thought we had that chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work out.
No, you only buy from that store.
Why? When the milk is free.
So the theme that Sean and I were talking about is black men dating Asian women, and you know, that, I mean, I thought it was more common than not, maybe just because I am a product of a black man and a Filipino woman, and I've met many other Filipino and black children, so you know, it's pretty common for me.
Well, for me, I just saw it around with my peers. You know, recently one of my boys got married to a half Asian woman. But to see her parents, like, I think her father is like straight, like Chinese, like at the dinner, and then you see his boys bringing their Asian girlfriends. So it's like, I don't know if one person set it off and like told everybody, yo, man, they're the best ones, like, meet her friend and just hooked everybody up. But it's just like, it was crazy. I mean, not crazy bad, but it was just like, am I missing something? Like, do I need to start expanding my views? You know, well, what's their head time? Like, do they give it up faster than the white, after, later? Or like, I need to know what's going on. Do they cook? Do they clean?
We do it all.
Good? I don't know. Yeah,
I like to think so. I don't. I mean, well, Vic, what do you think? I mean, you're the one here that's so eclectic.
I'm eclectic. I haven't had a Puerto Rican. I'm not sure how eclectic that is, right there.
Okay, so we're talking about Asians.
The Asians, though. Okay, Asians.
You've dated a Filipino woman.
My first
woman
girlfriend was Filipina. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. She was great. You know, I didn't have anything really to compare her to, but I definitely through the years realized that Filipino women, they're real clingy to, and this may be a stereotype, but they're real clingy to their man. They're real committed, and what?
No.
Not you,
no.
Right? It's the other half of you.
No, I am. I'm
you
extremely
loyal. You laugh like, ha-ha-ha. No way.
Committed. I'm Wade Polly, nigga.
She did an excellent job representing us. No.
It was from Cali, though. Like, you know, it wasn't like she was off the boat. You know what I'm saying? So there wasn't too much of a cultural difference. It was a California-New York difference. So,
okay.
But it was, you know, it was my first experience in straight hair, you know, naturally straight hair, and that was it. Like, I don't seek out Asian women in anything, but it definitely, I'm glad I had, you know, that experience, you know.
So there are a lot of stereotypes surrounding Asian women and why, really not just black men. Men in general are attracted.
They are like Asian women just like, you know, like, they clingy and they committed, but people think that they just, it's like on some, like, yes sir, no sir shit. Oh, I will wash your feet for you, and shit like that, and that diet.
That's what I think.
Nah, they real sassy with it. They spicy, like, in public, you know, they not going to disrespect you in public, but nah, man, they can be nagging and shit, like, Filipino bitch threw me out the crib, you know, or because I threw a book, you know what I'm saying, because I was mad. I threw a book, I ain't gonna lie. Threw me out the crib, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I mean, they definitely get it in. They like, I'm about to be real, real fake non-racist right now, but like that part of the world, they're real fiery and shit. They need to find
that. I agree with that. Watching the women in my family and the way that I was raised is certainly, you know, to have respect for the men in your household and your family, and you know, that idea of being submissive or whatever. I don't think that's any different than the way any relationship should work. You know, if you respect me and you do the things that you're supposed to do, then by all means, I will submit to you. So I don't think that that is, that's, you know, off the chart. And yeah, we do learn that. However, if you start throwing books, yeah, you got to go. If you are not providing, then that's a problem. But you really won't see too many women, at least in my culture, you know, sass their men in public or, you know, air their dirty laundry within their relationships. But if there's an issue, it will be handled in the household. And Asian women do get their way at home. So it's a give and take relationship.
I want everybody to know I didn't throw the book at her. I hit her with the book.
Anywhere.
Yeah, she left the room.
Well,
and she didn't heard the
TV,
book.
Man.
Say what, Sha?
You ain't see that cable commercial when they say when you don't have cable, you throw things, and when you throw things, your schedule clears up. you know what I'm saying?
That's funny because I don't got cable, so that's funny. But
I know. You throw things, your schedule clears up, and you start taking in stray cats, and it just gets crazy after that. But fact, man, don't throw things. Get cable.
Okay. That's the public service announcement and shit. But it's funny because I think that we can't just put Asian in one box because, you know, all of them is different. You know, like you have Filipino is crazy different than Japanese thing. Like, you know, you hear about all these Japanese women, you know, loving black culture and black men and anything, but I have yet to really, you know, well, run into more than one of them who really was on some, oh, yes, I love black men. You know, if you're a black man and you've had an experience with a Japanese woman, and give us a call at 323-657-1479 and dial 1. I know someone that has, so hopefully he's listening. 323-657-1479, dial 1. But, yeah, Chinese is different. You know, it's all different.
So, Sha, I want to ask you a question. These couples that... Mm-hmm. Are it sounds like they're newly married and newly dating or whatever. Do they seem to be happy in their relationships? Because, I mean, you know, you guys, I'm sure, have some guy talk.
Hell yeah. Say? All of them are happy. Like, really happy.
But they're just newly married, though, so, I mean, you don't know if that's because they're Asian.
I don't know, man. One of my boys, like, he never wanted to settle down. I mean, the one that he has, though, she got some measurements with her. I don't know if that's the black side or not. I never really seen Japanese woman with a fatty or a Chinese woman with a fatty, but I never really looked for it either. But he's real happy. So I don't know. The other people, one of those situations.
So her fatty, that's what would determine his happiness?
Well, you know, you find an Asian chick with a fatty, I mean, you know, that's best of both worlds right there. So some fellas say. I don't say that. Because I'm righteous, you know what I'm saying? But I hear brothers talk about that, though. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a brother with a retirement plan or something? Or a brother with, like, property?
I dealt with a chick that was Trinidadian and Asian. She didn't have no fatty, though. She had some cups, though, but...
Oh, like her father's name was Chin? Speaking of which, it allowed me to be fake non-racist for a second. There's this Chinese Jamaican singer. I don't know if it's Tessan or Tessany.
Tessany Chin.
There you go. Tessany Chin. Oh yeah, I'll put you on to her. But yeah, that's my. It's something about like an Asian woman who talks that shit. There's something about that. I don't know.
Who speaks patois?
Yeah, you know, there's something about that. But you know, I want to say because I got a lot of sisters on the line, you know, sisters. I'm dedicated to sisters. And whenever I did deal with something different, you do see, you know, people looking at you crazy, especially the sisters, you know, as if, you know, you betrayed them. Or I remember the last show we had last year, there was a caller that said, what do you say if you date someone of a different race, it's like spitting on your mother. Y'all remember that? Or spitting in your mother's womb?
Yes. Yes.
I've gotten to spit in your mother's womb look before, you know. I think that, you know, 2012, man, you know, you got to get over it. You can't tell nobody who to love, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. What if your mom is from a different race, though?
It's like you're spitting in her ass. I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know. It was a weird ass.
Well,
we got a caller.
I like to give brothers a look, though. I like seeing how uncomfortable it makes them.
All right. Caller 247, you're on the air.
247. I think that's me.
Yes, you. It's good. Who's this?
What's happening? It's Ness.
Ness, what's going on?
What's good,
yo,
y'all?
Good night. Welcome.
What's
welcome.
Shot?
Ain't shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I hear y'all talking about this shit.
Yeah,
so,
looking for some dumb hoes out here, man.
Some dumb hoes. So, Ness, do you have experience with Asian women?
Oh, Asian women, yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, I haven't had, like, a bunch of them, but, yeah, I've dated an Asian woman.
Now, are you black, white, what are you?
Well, that whole race shit, I know, you know, everybody going to be like, oh, it's whack if you say everybody black if it ain't white. But my mom's from Dominican Republic. My pop's from Montserrat, which is next to Antigua. So... yeah, shout out to all the Montserratians from Dominicans. But
all,
yeah, basically,
all four Montserratians, like four of them.
On some real shit, like coming up. I mean, I guess my pop probably dealt with that with my mom because I'm from Philly, and Philly is like 99% African American. Like we don't even got like Jamaicans that much, and. You know, he probably, you know, came on the block with a Dominican chick and was everybody probably looking at him like, oh, you think he's special or some shit. But
he was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever, you know. He was definitely, you know, he stood out on the block. But, damn, what you clapping? Yeah, but real rap, as far as like the Asian
no
women.
Clapping. You know, if you in Philly and you're bringing to the block anything that's not black, you know you're going to get them proud soon.
You see, and that's the whole thing right there. Like, you know, whether it's wrong or right, like everybody trying to stand out. So it's the same thing as I guess if you got like a Benz or something, and you know you pull up on the block, everybody don't got a Benz, so you gonna stand out. But going back to the first shit, as far as the Asian women, the Asian sister that I dealt with was actually Asian or Japanese and Cuban. So she had, you know, I guess that mix, but she looked like, if you look at her, she looked more on the side of Asian or Japanese. And it was a different experience, I guess, physically. Like, you know, I don't know how all Asians feel or how all Japanese women feel.
Talk about it, brother.
But they like, you know, they got a different body.
Is it tight,
body makeup?
Brother, is it tight? Is it tight like other races? We want to know. You want to know?
I mean, she had a small frame, you know.
Okay.
You know, she wasn't a big girl. She's petite.
You had to use some Astro Glide with that.
Shut the fuck up.
I want to know was there a message in it? Was there a message in it like a fortune cookie?
Nah, you see, nah, y'all going too far. I know there's Asian women listening like, ah, y'all fucking the worst. But
yes, I am rolling my eyes. Around and around.
Yeah, any Asian women listening, you know, Japanese or whatever, this is Vic and Shot Talk Mary.
Did you call it a bento box, sir? What did you call it? I'm trying to figure out.
Shut the hell up. No, but it was cool. She wasn't traditionally Japanese though. Like she didn't bow when I stepped into the room or nothing like that. Like she was Americanized as shit. She had an attitude. She was loud as shit when you know, when the time came. Like, she wasn't on no, like, submissive shit or whatever. So, on that side, I never really dealt with an Asian woman that was, you know, like the Eastern culture of being, you know, more whatever submissive.
Let me tell you, sir. Let me tell you, Ness. I've dealt with an Asian woman that was 4 years in this country. Let me tell you one thing.
Once you get
past that accent, not knowing what you're talking about, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing. Not that
I think, and
my sisters, I love my sisters, though. I just wanted to say that.
I think I
got to go home tonight.
Qualifier up there.
I got to go home tonight.
Yeah, but I definitely think, like, just as far as the whole interracial thing, for a while there, I was saying I kind of had something against it. And when I say interracial, I'm not really talking about black to Hispanic, Latin, or whatever, or, you know, to Asian. I was like, you know, as far as like black and white, like if I'm walking down the block and I see a sister with a white dude, even still to this day, like naturally, I just look and like I might have like my face would be like screwed up a little bit, like what the fuck is that? You know what I mean? And me myself, like I definitely was on some shit like I ain't fucking with no white girls, man. Fuck them, you know. Like I'm on, you know, it's only sisters and I only find sisters attractive, and you know what I mean? Like, I don't even think a white woman is attractive, all that. But I would say right now, even though I'm good, you know, I got a girl, she's black, all the way black, I love her and all that. I would say I could find, you know, a white woman attractive or whatever, and it'd be like, okay, I could see how somebody likes that, you know
what
I mean?
Welcome, my brother. And, welcome.
You know, and that's just, I guess, you know, dealing with that. In the same token, though, and it's nothing like seeing, you know, a beautiful black couple together, you know, doing what, you know, black love, all that. That's definitely still, you know, get saluted. But if you, you know, if you like a white girl, or if, you know, you're female, you like a white dude, and, you know, they treating you right, they making you feel good, like, I'm not gonna push the envelope and be like, yeah, you need to break that shit up. You know, a bunch of mulatto babies and Fort Greene and shit, whatever. Have all of them curly head, frizzy head, whatever. Have a ball. That's my take on that.
So let me ask you, have you ever in any shape or form...
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you in a form. Yeah, somebody's about to go in. Have you ever touched white flesh, sir?
Why don't you just go straight for it?
I mean, on tour, this white John went down fast.
Yeah, well, you know, on tour, on tour don't count.
On tour don't count.
It does.
On tour, all they got is white men.
Don't answer that question. What's the equivalent to tour for a regular person then? Shit.
Nothing. They don't get that life.
Ooh, Vegas.
Vacation?
Vegas.
Overseas vacation?
Vacation. Thank you.
Hold on. My girl on vacation right now. That's not funny.
Miami, isn't she?
Is she out of the country, sir? Is she out of the country?
Yeah. Actually, she is out of the country. Damn.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So back to the question.
Oh, man, so I'm just caller. You're on an air call. It's one question. Now your girl's out the country.
I plead the fifth.
Your girl's out the country.
She gonna plead the fifth.
What race would you? Let's just say, you know, if she was not the upstanding woman that I'm sure she is, what race do you suppose she would be without the country?
You talking about Sean?
I'm talking to you.
Oh, what? My girl good. She good.
Oh, okay.
She good. She good girl.
So there's no Dexter St. Jack business going on.
Yeah. Just swinging it, throwing it over the shoulder.
Okay.
Nah, man. Yeah, you know, everybody out there have a great experience with whatever the hell you want to do. You know what I mean? It's whatever. You know. It's whatever.
So you don't get mad about the mixing of the races?
Nah, not right now. Like, you know, I would say at some point, like, I'd probably even said out of my mouth, like, yo, that's throwing shit off, or especially for black people, we need more, you know, we need to stick together on the, you know, for the sake of the black nation, and
Exactly. We
and all that. Like, I definitely in principle feel that now, but like, let's say a homie of mine wants to deal with, you know, is dealing with a white girl and is having and is happy and shit. Like, you know, like I'm gonna chalk it up to, all right, you know, just remember, you know, remember who you are and all that shit. But
can she come over?
Yeah, she can come over.
House guest? Okay.
Yeah, cook whatever white people cook. I don't eat meatloaf, but whatever, you know. Like, no doubt, basically.
That's all they cook is meatloaf? I ain't know that.
I don't know.
A white woman has never cooked me a meal before. If a white woman has cooked you a meal before, and you're African American, dial 323-657-1479.1. I have never really tasted white cooking before.
Maybe.
Yeah, what do white people cook?
I don't.
Hamburgers.
McDonald's.
Y'all are ignorant.
What they cook?
No, I'm saying, like, all right, well, you know, traditionally American food or whatever, I don't know what that is, but like Europeans, like
apple
like
pie.
what's a Russian meal?
Like potatoes, some shit.
Vic, Jen just hit me. She said she made chicken pot pie tonight.
Chicken pot. That is white.
That's white.
Chicken pot pie.
White.
But you know what? We are gonna have a show on aphrodisiac in residence.
Yeah.
So we are. So we can talk a little bit more about that later. But I share a lot of the same sentiments as the caller. Like, you know, I have some real strong feelings, mostly about interracial relationships and children, being a product of one. But as I get older and more mature, you know, it's mostly about people's happiness, and that's it. It's their business. Say it again.
What are you?
Oh, Panamanian and Filipino.
Oh, word?
Keep it in your pants, girl.
Word? You know what's crazy, though? The way I said word, that's really like, I still to this day, I remember coming up, like in high school, like, it was a big thing for, you know, the black and Asian and all that. Like, oh, yo, she half this, she half that. And even still to this day, like, the way I said it, if somebody's like, yeah, I'm half black and Korean, I'm going to go, word? I want to see what that looks like.
But you know what? That, to me, when people do that, I mean, it's a compliment, and it's also, it's awkward a little bit because, I don't know, it's just like you're different or the other thing that I get a lot is, you know, I look like a black woman. And so when guys will, you know, maybe they ask, like, where are you from or something like that, and I'll say, well, I'm from New York, but my mother is, you know, from the Philippines or something like that, then they're kind of like, oh, for real? Like, you know, they are, I don't know, I just see the sexual picture come into their mind. Yeah.
Yes.
So it's
yes.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
No, it is. Like, when you're in the hood, anything mixed with Asian is a trophy. And the more specific you get, it's like, where she's Trinidadian and, you know, Korean?
What?
Or what? Yo, she
African. Trini and Filipino?
Yeah, like, you know, them combinations and shit. It's like bingo.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's no. like I'm supposed to just, like, lay down and, you know. I don't know. It's just a very weird feeling.
We don't have an expectation except you just being you. Like when Foxy Brown told that whole thing about her being black and Filipino, she don't look the part, but just the fact that you can go home and tell your boys, your son, yo, she's from Grenada and Suriname, you know, whatever, Sri Lanka, my nigga. Word? Yo, that's crazy. You know, so we just have this
program.
Trophy sitting on my
we program brainwash all that. Exotic.
If you tell a dude, you know, you got exotics, he don't really necessarily care about what it is. It's exotic. And that's what it is.
Nah, I actually took that term out of my vocabulary because some sister put me on. Some, you know, righteous sister was like, that's not racist, but that's some whack shit. Like, if you say a chick is exotic, you'd be like, what?
It is.
It became a ghetto term, exotic.
Exotic.
Yeah, it is. I don't want to be labeled as exotic. It's like an animal or a...
Yeah, fuck, I'm
you know,
exotic. Hey, I'm exotic. Fuck that shit. You need to talk.
I am gonna check your Facebook, though. I'm gonna check the Facebook, like...
If you already have it.
Yeah, check Jazz out, man. Check her out.
Yeah, y'all got to do a show on people stalking.
This is not the
Facebook
dating show.
Oh, speaking of the dating show, can I throw Kwan under the bus real quick? Did we do that already last
Please
week?
Please do. Yeah, we'll do it again.
Yeah, we had the dating show popping off. Some of y'all saw the picture and everything. We had the gentleman, Kwan, the college educated and everything, tall, dark, all that good stuff. We had our contestants, and at the last minute, Kwan dropped out. So
why?
He's young.
Scary.
He's 30. He's just scary, yeah. He's just nervous. He's scared of
what?
Me. I don't know. He didn't really want to ask the questions. His questions was like, you have any kids? No, you know, how old are you? Like, it was real. And then suddenly we figured out why he was single. He just doesn't have anything to say to women. So we are looking for someone new for the dating game. If you're single.
Yeah, someone exotic.
Someone exotic. Oh. You're exotic, like I do. You know, call us up, 323-657-1479, or hit me at brightideas@theemotionpicture.com. And Aries says, preferably over 30. She says, if you're wet behind the ears, she don't want you.
Can't
now,
that's
spoke,
a lie, Aries.
We spoke earlier, and Carla, I want you to weigh in on this. You know, what we call black or Negro African-American versus continental African or Caribbean. Is this interracial also?
Like I said, to me, especially being that, you know, my mom from DR, my pop from the islands, but black, whatever, black is black. But, okay. Like, I actually had this discussion with a lot of people now. They'd be like, Ness, you know, you ain't all the way black. I'm like, what? Like, what's that mean? They're like, you know, your mom's from over there, your pop from the island. I'm like, all right. So I don't consider that a different race. No, I don't consider that a different race.
What about Haitian?
But it is a distinction. It is a different, like, you know, it's culturally it's different, maybe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So it's
it is,
not...
you know, like, you might eat something different and talk with an accent.
Well, my aunt told me never to bring home a Haitian girl.
Shit, you know Dominicans. You know how that go? Dominicans don't like Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
Everybody got a problem with something.
She said don't bring home a Haitian girl because she's going to cook me cat for dinner. And
that was
said,
in the 90s, man.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, I'm not saying that. I mean, I love my Haitian.
You said an Asian or a Haitian?
I said Haitian.
I said an Asian girl might do the same thing,
she
too.
She may cook you a dog,
an
alligator, or something like that.
Hey, alligator is good.
Man.
I have had alligators.
Nah, Haitians got it bad, man. Like, in the 90s, man, you didn't. I think that was probably the worst thing to be was a Haitian to people. Like, people used to show.
Yeah,
it was definitely
crazy when we found out. Somebody was Haitian. It was definitely a big deal.
I don't remember any Haitians. I remember a lot of Jamaicans that didn't look Jamaican.
I was down in South Florida, so
oh, man.
lots of Haitians love Haitian people. Wonderful place. One of the first countries I visited out of.
Don't get too. I love me a Haitian woman. I love me a Haitian woman.
Stop by say.
Man, do I love me a Haitian woman.
Aboule.
Oh, beautiful country. Beautiful country. But thank you, Ness.
All right.
You've been a good sport. Woman come home safely, untouched by Dexter.
By Dexter St. Jock. Yeah, man. It was fun. Good building with y'all, man. Keep doing it. I'll be checking out the show even if I don't like dialing and actually talk. Y'all do, you know, dope show. I'll see y'all on radio.
Go to
have
Island.
A good
don't
night.
Have problems. You know, that's the same jock in my shit. We got
he never
Sonic.
Answered.
He never answered the question.
Oh, we do. Yay. He's on the line.
He's on the line, but he's not dialing one. I don't know what
that
is.
Oh, we know your number, so.
Yeah, we know your number by now. He may be on the train and shit. Let me. Here he is. So
I wanted
Sonic,
to talk about him
my Korean
too.
Friend.
Hey.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's going on? I just got home from work, you know?
Home to Korea? Where's home?
I'm in Brooklyn right now.
You be sounding real down these last few weeks. You okay?
No, yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. You know, you ups and downs, you downs and ups, you know, but I'm good, you know?
I'm going to go straight through it. Do you like black women? More than anyone else.
No, that's that. Well, see, that's like saying, you know, you have to define black.
Choose your words
black,
carefully.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You have to define black. You know?
The so-called African American Negro woman. Do you like them better than you like your own kind, sir?
No, that's not true.
It's not true. Okay.
That's not true. I like all different women. You know what I mean? I don't have a specific kind or a taste or anything like that. You know, I like them all really. It's just what I'm exposed to. Yeah, go ahead.
That's your question. Your last girlfriend, what was her nationality?
My last girlfriend.
My last girlfriend was probably my daughter's mother. Okay.
Yeah, my last girlfriend was probably my daughter's mother. She's a Blendian.
What?
She's a Blendian. She's a black Indian.
Okay.
She's
black Native Indian.
She's
Negro.
Now,
Shah. Yeah. I never heard that term before.
Does black Indian, does that outrank the Caribbean Asian mix?
Wait. What is black Indian from, like, what? What kind of Indian? The red dye?
She had Cherokee in her.
Yeah, no. She's, Indian from North America. You know what I mean? You go back into the history.
India? I don't even know what kind of Indian that is. I don't know.
Like tribal American, you know, as they say. Like, what was her tribe, man? Was it Seminole? Like, what was her tribe and shit? Her nation?
She's from the southern South Carolina, so she has Plains Indians in her, and also Southwest, the Feather Indians in her as well. But not all Indians wore feathers, you know what I mean?
I bet you had some pretty babies. I'm just playing.
me and her have a daughter. I have a daughter with her. You know, my daughter's 6 years old. And, that's pretty much my last girlfriend.
You know the question, my man. The last woman you had sex with 5 times or more, what was she?
She was Haitian.
Haitian, okay.
Haitian
getting up today. When's the last time you've been with a Korean?
I've never been with a Korean.
Okay, now, Jazz, let me ask you, right? He said he had no preference, and he loved them all the same, but in his years, he's never been with a Korean. To me, it sounds like he loves him the black box.
It sounds like his dick has a preference.
He hates his race. Why do you hate the race, man? Why do you hate this stuff? What's going on?
No. That's not. Y'all really going on me hard. Y'all making me stutter right now. I'm starting to sweat.
So on a real though, how does your family? Does it hate on you?
No, my mom and my father's not really around. But you know, they know that I was as a kid, I was watching Bobby Flavor videos late at night. You know what I mean? I don't know if anybody used to watch Flavor
videos.
On California. If you was up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you know what videos were played at that time. After that, I couldn't turn back, really. You know what I mean?
You were watching Booms. What's that name of that show? Booms and shit, and the Inflection Brooklyn. You watching that shit, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was watching certain Mix-a-Lot videos and Loop videos and stuff like that.
So you like yourself the black woman?
He doesn't. He's from Korea. I never said I didn't like him. I love him. You know what I mean? I love him. He loves them all. I've been with Asian women too, but just not specifically Korean women. I've been with Asian women, but just not Korean women. I've never been with a Korean. You hear him? I deal with them.
Like, I tolerate them. I put up with them, but, you know.
No, I said I've been with them. I've been with them.
Oh, you've been with them.
Yeah, I've been with them, but I've never been with a Korean person.
He took a girl to the prom before. Took like Filipino girl to the prom. That don't count. And Filipinos don't count. Filipinos are damn near Mexican. We all know this.
This is very true.
They're Mexican. So stop it.
Yeah, the Southern Asian Islands, you know, there's a big question mark over there. But you got to do your research. When you do your research, you're gonna
figure it out. A lot of Spanish going on in there. A lot of Spanish going on in them islands.
There is. There's a lot of mixing in there. And there are black, you know, dark-skinned Filipinos. So, yeah. But last year, my goal was to try to get out of my comfort zone and to try dating outside of my race or my color, I guess. And, you know, I've been trying for a year to go out on a date with Soul Sonic, and he's put me off every time I've come
now
to New York.
Now, he did,
so.
Though. Let me tell
yeah,
you,
no,
how I had said, you going to pick up Jazz in the airport? He's like, nah, I'm sick.
I'm sick.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to tell you why. It's...
Or, hey, I got an hour in between this and this. Do you want to just go and grab some coffee? I really am trying, you guys, but, yeah, I get no love from the Koreans, so...
It's the Asian part. It's the Asian part.
I know.
I can't.
He can't bring himself. I mean, that exotic.
Myself to it.
Yeah, I know. I should have never said that I was Filipino. So. But
yeah,
I tried. Do I get some credit for trying?
You get credit.
Okay. Thanks. Now I'm done. I'm going back.
Oh,
to
man. I can't say nothing now. I'm just frozen right now.
So Soul Sonic, you talk a lot of shit in the Facebook group, right?
Okay.
You know, I'm gonna give you a minute to tell all the sisters out there, you know, why they should date them a Korean man. Shoot.
I mean, I can't answer that question.
You talk about
that shit. But I'm not. Well, what am I really saying? You know, I think, you know, if people want to date somebody, you know, that's Korean, then date them. You know, if you find that person intriguing and you want to find out more about them, you know, then you should go for it. I don't think you should hold back and, you know, and go the rest of your life and talk about what if. Man, what if I really tried it? Oh, man, my life would be somewhere else. You know what I mean? Who knows?
So you're saying don't die without fucking the Korean man, we're trying to say. Like, don't do it.
I mean,
put it on your bucket list. You're saying.
If it's in your heart, you got to get it out. You know what I mean? If it's inside of you, you got to get it out. Because you're just going to be living in regret. And that's one thing. That's a big pet peeve of mine. Regret. That's not a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's dating or, you know, trying something different with your life, going on a vacation, you know, don't live with regret, man. Do it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, because I heard that since Jeremy Lin has been on the Knicks, I heard that Asian men are making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's all
is this true?
Yeah, I can't go on a train without people asking me if I'm Jeremy Lin's brother or if I'm related to this guy.
Okay, hear that, lady?
And it all depends on who's asking. The answer changes.
You're told.
The answer changes because at one time I could be it depends. If somebody else is asking, I could be a cousin. But if somebody else is asking, I could be a brother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, you know,
okay.
It all depends. You know, I could be an uncle too. I am.
Well, if you're a fake non-racist and you want Soul Sonic to stay away from your black woman, you give us a call 323-657-1479.
Yeah, that happens a lot, man.
Really?
That happens a lot. We're like, if I'm walking down somewhere, you know, and then I get the look, not only does she get the look, but damn, I get the look too. I get a different look than she gets. You know what I'm saying?
What look are you
getting? Like, you know, I get the size him up look. You know, do the size of me up. Like, damn, you know, he ain't putting it down right. You know what I'm saying? So, or he ain't putting it down like I could put it down. You know what I mean? So I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. You know what I mean? You're probably right. You know, but
I'll never know. All through looks you communicate.
Yeah, A lot is spoken. A lot is said within that 2-3 second time period. But two looks. The look to me and then the look to her. And she already knows what he's thinking to her. She knows that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, oh, dang. You know, but for me, I'm just
trying to find out.
Yeah, man.
Not
anymore.
I'm trying to find out about the Korean men. You're not anymore? You gave up?
Nah, I gave up. They're not interested in me. I'm going back to black. I'm going to stick with what I know.
Korea is the home of Taekwondo. You know what I mean? You can't.
I'll never know.
So Sonny, I mean, have you ever has anyone ever seen you with a lady and try to talk to you or try to talk to her? Or
no,
you know,
they
make
try
a comment?
To talk to her a lot. Yeah, they try to talk to her a lot. Like, let's say she'll go to the bathroom. That's like, you know what I mean? I'm just throwing the fish out there. You know what I'm saying? It's a rat. They're gonna swarm. You know, but you know, hey, she has to be able to handle herself because you know she's getting into something that
not everybody's comfortable with. You know, you get a lot of love too now. You know, a lot of people really, you know, give you a lot of respect and stuff like that too. You know, it's not only just hate and, you know,
right,
all the ice grilling. You know what I mean? So, you know, you get a little both, bit of both, but, you know, that's that bittersweet. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, 2012, I think that people pretty much accepted, you know, not that it's any of their business, first of all, but I think people just right now just live and let live. You know, it'll take a very immature person to be threatened by, you know, someone else's choice, you
yeah.
know, and partner.
Agree to that.
Well, so, and, but you brought up a good point, though, Jasmine, about the children and the identity, you know what I mean? So for me, like, you know, like I said, I have a child that, you know, half her mom and half me. So, you know, I try to kind of, like, find kids like her, too, because she asked if she was the only one. You know, are there other people like me? And when she asked me that, it was kind of like, I was waiting for it. I knew it was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't think she was going to do it at five, you know? So, you know, so I showed her all these pictures of, you know, people on the Internet, Googled it, you know, and a lot of people, she was really happy to see that. And now I'm kind of, like, interacting with other parents that have children like my daughter, you know? So, you know, to try to, like, and have play dates and stuff like that, you know.
Cool.
Yeah, man. It's 2012, Victoria. You're right, man. You know. Right.
So
it's 2012.
And I also think I think that every black man has one white woman that, you know, he's proud to say that he would slay if he had a chance. No matter what his politics, you know, there's always one. Whether
yeah,
it be. Go ahead, Shaw.
I mean, if you're around a certain age, if you're around like 30s and stuff, you know what I mean? You as a child, you was watching porno. The only porn stars were really white porn stars. You know what I mean?
No.
So I don't want to hear it. There was the occasional, but not really like that. It wasn't really out like that. All the porn stars were white. Like, you know what I mean? That's like that when I was a kid. You know, you had like Jenna Jameson and all the before. You know what I mean? Like, who else did you look at? You know what I mean?
No, I found the black ones. I saw the black ones. That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, I had a black and white one was my first. Told you about that. It's called Let Me Tell You About White, about Black Chicks. That's another story.
This is the one my dad had. I don't know.
Aries says she strayed once. A guy named Nick, okay? He was half Puerto Rican, half Italian. He didn't count. I think that does count. What do y'all think? Puerto Rican and Italian? Yeah, he was white.
He's more Italian because Puerto Ricans love Italian.
His name is Nick.
So
I think
his
name
is Nick.
Right there.
That might not count.
No, Nick, that's Italian right there. Okay.
Yeah, but it sounds, you know.
Congratulations, Aries. You too have tasted the other side. Like Italian, I mean, people say that Italians are black
about,
and everything. I don't know about all that.
What about black and white?
What about black and white?
What about a mulatto? Does that count?
Oh, shit. That's interesting because some folk put
they're everywhere nowadays.
But she's saying is that a separate race in itself?
Not really.
So that's black. It could be whatever
Mariah
you want,
Carries
right?
And,
oh shit!
There's a bunch of Mariah Careys and Blake Griffins and J. Cole's out there. You can't even tell anymore.
Oh, J. Cole.
Okay,
I know that shit. That's crazy.
Yeah. So he's black. Okay, good. I'm
didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah, look at Drake, man. These people are... Once they can say nigga, that's it, man.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I need that clarification.
Well, we're about done here. Soul Sonic, thanks for calling up.
Thanks, Soul.
Yeah, no doubt.
Stay with
this
me.
This is a little...
Stay with me from my sisters, man.
All of them. This time, this show was a little bit more relaxed than the first time around. I have to say that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Last time, I mean, we were dropping Malcolm X and stuff. It was a little intense.
Well, we had, you know, callers that were real, you know, fake non-racist with
racist.
It and shit.
Right.
They didn't want to keep it real, you know. But, got some seconds left. Anyone got any announcements, anything?
No.
I went skiing. It was pretty cool.
Black people do not go skiing.
I would do Natalie Portman.
Natalie.
That's the difference between Afro-Americans and Caribbean people.
Wait, hold on. Shai says that he would do Natalie Portman. I'm going to stick with good old Alyssa Milano. I'm riding with her.
Alyssa Milano.
I'm riding with her, son, forever. And Kat Denning.
She went back to 87.
And Kat Denning. But,
I'm going to stick to what I know for now.
All right, y'all. We out.
All right. Good night.